Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Last night, Monday Night Football. Did you get to watch some of the games while you were hurting your knee playing basketball?
I did indeed, yes.
Good. The schedule going in set up for two kind of gross football games, if we're being honest. The 0-3 Jets and the 0-3 Dolphins. Neither team seems to be going anywhere with any pace. And then the Bengals, who don't have Joe Burrow and now have Jake Browning, who is very backup-y, against a good Denver Broncos defense. It felt like that was going to be a boa constrictor, just eventually
matter
take the air out of the Bengals, little by little, death by paper cut game. And predictably, that's exactly what we got. So the Dolphins-Jets game, gruesome injury for Tyreek Hill, thinking about him. That's a long recovery ahead for a dislocated knee, bunch of torn ligaments, is basically the 90-degree angle of his leg.
Why'd I mean, just awful.
Please don't show me a replay, ESPN.
Never.
I don't need to see that. But they did. And then the Bengals-Broncos game, which was actually way less competitive, 28-3. That was not a good product for two games, four teams, under the bright lights of primetime Monday Night Football last night for the NFL. And you're getting more of these games, right? We had a 26-0 Texans win over the Titans. I thought the Lions and Browns, going back and watching the condensed tape of that game, 34-10 Detroit was like ugly. There's just more early season bad football. Last week, the Falcons against the Panthers didn't look like they were ready for the year to start in week three. The Panthers this week against the Patriots put up 13 points, some of them in garbage time. I think this is a referendum on the lack of preseason. I'm not really sure. But am I crazy, or is there just more visually bad football right now?
No, I've been arguing it for years. This is not just a recent thing within the last couple of seasons where guys played less in the preseason. This is a byproduct of CBA negotiations. Owners were all too happy to say, this doesn't cost us anything? Fine. Practice as little or as much as you want. So players were really adamant. It's one of the things that they fought for. Multiple CBAs over the years, no two-a-days, no extended training camp, no hitting in May, no hitting in March, no hitting in OTAs or this, that, and the other. And they were adamant about that, right? Trying to get in shape year-round, but not putting their bodies through it, which I understand. I understand their perspective. But the owners don't care. As long as everyone's on the same playing field, it doesn't cost them any money, they're happy to oblige. They care about is the revenue share, and we want more of the TV money, and give us more of the gate receipts, and more of this, that, and the other. Players were fighting for other stuff. So this has been happening for a long time. Early season football, and football in general, I think has gone down in with free agency and the way players change teams all the time. Some of the injuries. This has sort of been happening for a long while. Whereas
you don't think the number one issue is the lack of action in the summer?
I think it's one of the huge factors. But you go back to the days of old in the 80s and 90s, where it was Joe Gibbs, Bill Parcells, for example. The same group of guys pretty much went up against each other every year. Part of the same system, the same. Right?
Helps.
Yeah, and now everything's different, which I understand. It's
but I'm
a different
not comparing
game.
It to 1987 or 1996. From my time on the beat, 2010 to 2013, it looks worse. From 5 years ago, early in the season, it looks worse. Is what you're suggesting is a factor one of them? Of course. There's no doubt. I mean, player movement and just, you know, getting on the same page. Marshawn Lattimore is in his first full year because of the injury last year in a new system, and we're crushing him for his performance. 3 years from now, if he's still here, mate, you know, playing at corner, he's a lot more comfortable with Joe Witt. Like, that happens at every position with every guy that signs and is traded. I get all that. But I just think it's common sense to me that the less minutes spent practicing football all summer long, the less ready you are.
Yeah, to
and
me
the less minutes playing in a football game, the less ready you are, and that's the big thing. But my bigger question to you, Danny, is will this ever even matter? Like, we talk about this as if it's an issue for the NFL, that the product has diminished some or that the games aren't quite as excellent as they were.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
But they're just chugging along printing cash.
Yeah, breaking ratings records every week. You get the PR email from Fox or from CBS tell you this is the most watched weekend ever, the most watched primetime ever, the most watched Thursday night ever. Yeah, there's nothing slowing this train down.
Will there ever be a time where the quality of the product either becomes bad enough that it matters, or even if it's just this level, where people go, you know what, Jets, Dolphins, and Bengals, Broncos tonight, I've had enough standalone games this week. I don't need to watch this. Like, my answer to that is no. As someone who's as guilty as anyone, I'm slapping the elbow asking for more. You know, let's go. Let's do this thing. I get 20 of these, right? I need my 18 weeks of football. Every minute missed is a crime. I don't want to do anything on a Monday, a Thursday, a Sunday, or some Saturdays in the winter. But I'm crazy. Do you think that this ever ends up hurting the league?
The hurt is relative. In other words, it's still going to be the most watched thing. You know, so in that sense, no. Like, it will chug along the gambling, the fantasy, the different ways to gamble, the different elements, the different rooting interests, etc. The, you know, Madden pull, like the same way that soccer's experienced such a huge boom in terms of not people caring about the MLS as much, but because my kid plays FIFA or whatever, he knows Ronaldo and knows all these guys on Manchester City and that sort of stuff because he plays them as on the video game. That's part of it too. It's not going anywhere. For TV purposes, it will not hurt the league. There may be the occasional
but
drop off.
I'm just talking numbers. That's all. I know that they're going to keep printing money. The league owns Sundays. It is the healthiest thing on the planet, and there's nothing better you can do. If you have money, Josh Harris, Mitch Rails, whoever, buy an NFL team. It's better than real estate.
Yeah, just sit there and it doubles every 10 years.
Just watch it compound on itself, right? I'm not asking that. What I'm saying is, will we ever see the TV numbers dissipate
and
if
that's
the
what
product
I'm talking about.
Gets
yeah.
worse?
The growth will slow. There's a moment of, you never say never, but there'll be a moment of diminishing return where a couple of people go, you know what? I'm not watching this Bengals blowout without, why am I blanking on the quarterbacks? It's not Carson Palmer. Who's the quarterback? Joe Burrow. This is worthless. They're terrible. They're getting throttled by Denver. The game's over. I'll tune out. You might see a little bit of attrition, but nothing will really slow it down.
Carson Palmer is amazing, by the way. Your brain just went back 14 years.
Because
really
he was hurt all the time.
Right. I mean, what's the difference between the
Seriously,
two
at this, point,
at this
yeah.
juncture? Poor Joe Burrow might be a 3-time comeback player of the year award winner.
Something you want to be, but you also don't want to be.
Oh, you definitely don't want to be a 3-time comeback player of the year award winner, I don't think, which he might be able to win if he stays healthy next year at this point. But yeah, I know that I'm part of the problem because there will never be a game on, whether it's at 9:30 in the morning in Ireland or whether it's on Monday night in Miami, Florida, that I'm not going to watch. Where are you on that scale? Are there matchups, some of these like gross Thursday night games later in the year where it's like 3-7 versus 4-6 or something? Are there times where you ever go, I'll watch a couple of plays, but this is in no way a priority for me, and if I don't watch any of it, that's fine?
How do I quantify that? Like, there are games I'm watching out of obligation where I'm not excited last night to watch the remnants, the second half of that Den versus Cincinnati game.
See, I was
game.
So pumped.
I'm not into it.
I've got bets on FanDuel.
Yeah, ready
I've
for
got,
that game to end.
I'm like putting in live bets as it's going. It's just so precious. This isn't hockey or basketball with 82 or baseball with 162. We get 17 of these per team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.